If a graveyard is how the quality of a city is measured, then Stratford is in good hands. About 90 monuments at Avondale Cemetery have been restored as part of yearly efforts by the City of Stratford to maintain the Elder Cemetery. Quinn Mallott is the City of Stratford's Parks, Forestry, and Cemetery Manager. He told Stratford Today that an old quote he heard at a convention many years ago has stuck with him. "You can tell a lot from the city by the way they maintain their cemetery," he reiterated. "I've always tried to keep things in great shape." As Mallott explained, the Avondale Cemetery is considered a part of Stratford's park system, a chapter of the linear park that cuts through the festival city. It is a place where residents walk, run, and explore. With old growth trees providing cover, and an irregular plotting scheme, the cemetery contains graves as old as Stratford has been incorporated, perhaps even older. Over time, these memorials have decayed and the foundations have crumbled. Residents on a run might be able to spot a few obelisks leaning at odd angles, for example. It is these constant degradations that need yearly upkeep and what Mallott and his team document. There is a level of liability, in terms of the need for restoring the monuments, but as Mallott said, it is also done out of respect and responsibility. Ethan Clausen and Cody Gilbert work on restoring a memorial's base. Connor Luchka, Stratford Today Memorial Restorations, a Sarnia-based company specializing in the rehabilitation of old memorials, are contracted by the city to do restoration work. Tom Clausen, the president of the company, told Stratford Today that he has always wanted to work at Avondale. This year they were lucky to have won the contract and get to work. Using a concrete substitute for monument restoration, Manu Grid, Clausen and his team have been able to restore 90 monuments in a little over a week, a huge accomplishment. Although neither Clausen or Mallott could say how many monuments using traditional concrete could be done in that amount of time, too many factors, they both indicated that the difference is night and day. Clausen has been using Manu Grid for over 9 years. In that time he has restored thousands of monuments. Perhaps only one had failed. Recently, memorial vandalism in Mitchell caused a stir in the community, leading to charges being laid on local youth. Although vandalism is something which does occur, Mallott said that it is rare and if it does occur they call someone to fix it right away. The restoration work being done as part of the yearly program is just to upkeep the memorials as they age. Although a part of the park system, the cemetery is also a source of local history. On Memorial Restoration's Twitter page, you can see Clausen and his genealogist document his company's work, getting an inside look at Canadian history across southwestern Ontario. One small story uncovered by Clausen's team is the unadvertised building where Stratford's first mayor, John Corey Wilson Daly, rests. "We discovered an unmarked building in Avondale Cemetery. Some research revealed it's a notable building connected to the man who played an important role in establishing the city. Watch. Hashtag Thursday morning hashtag stratfordpic.twitter.com/rns9ibikey, memorial restoration and safety, at SafeCemeteries, June 1, 2023. Having seen many of the cemeteries across the province, Clausen says that Avondale is a jewel. When asked how he would measure Stratford's, Clausen said a 9 out of 10. Mallott emphasized that the work done this week is not a one-off. It is a point of pride that Avondale is so well maintained and that requires work. "This is what the city does," Mallott said.